Tosfos Dibur HaMashkel Traxin. So the Gemara mentioned in its Shaka Vitaria regarding the width of a wall and the relationship between the width of a wall and the height of the wall and how much of a width would be necessary to support a certain height of the wall. The Gemara had the assumption initially, like it says in the Mishnah, you're building a wall of four amos, the hezek re'iyah, and the width of gazis is five tfachim. So the Gemara thought that that's the nature of every height of four amos needs the five tfachim, and therefore the question was asked from the amatraxin in the first Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara gives the teretz initially that the extra tefach is what was good enough to take it as high as you want, and basically doesn't have to follow the proportions. Some of that is going to be somewhat modified as we go on in the Shaka Vitaria, the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara got into in discussing amatraxin. The lashon traxin, Tosa says, Omar ben Otam, Tosa says, tupshatim, in the lashon of traxin. It's an amma traxin. Amma means the amount of space it took up. An amma divided the kodesh and the kodesh hakadoshim in the first base hamigdash. Omar ben Otam, the trak having kimo truki gali, which is closing door. Truki is closing. It's being soger, creating a sense of a protection, if you will. The sin, Havi Sinai. Sin, of course, associates with Har Sinai, which means it's a protection, it's a segira on something that's connected to Sinai. Kuloma Shayamafsik, the Soger Esaluchos. It would create a sense of a separation and a segira, you might say, a shield on the Luchos, Janitnu Besina Shaymunachos Ba'aron, Shahaya Beskashia Kadashi. So this is one suggestion in the Lashon Traxin. Soger Saluchos. Is that how we would normally think about the role of this wall? And this wall is connected, of course, the paroches that you had in the Mishkan. Usually we think of paroches as a dividing between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tosis is going to suggest something along those lines in the second shot, although Tosis brings in a little more because of the suffix issue. But the idea that there's a aspect here that connects to what's this side and that side, the Pnim Chutz, Yesh Mefarshim, Traxin, Pnim Bechutz, this is mentioned also by Rashi and Yuma and others. So, but Rashi, Tosis adds a point, Sha'osa Amma Ha'isa Safik, Imikudeshes Pnim O Chutz, We'll get to that in a few minutes. So according to the second shot, the word traxin is a Greek word. That's what it seems to be, as they point out over there, and I think Rashi and others. And it means pnim and chutz. So in what sense is it pnim and chutz? So Tosa says because the amu was besafik. Even if you don't say that, you could say pnim and chutz because it has an aspect that it's meant to divide what's Pnim, what's chutz, what's considered kodesh hakadoshim, what's just plain kodesh. So even without adding the point of the suffix, which Tosis brings in as well, that the amma gufa was the suffix, you could just say that it's associated with what you have on either side, meaning the pnim side and the chutz side. So that would explain within the yesh mefarshim. Again, you say Tosis says it because of the suffix shabo, you could say it just without that, just the fact that there's a pnim and a chutz on either side. The first pshat, Rabbeinu Tan, is it's soger the luchos shenito b'sinai. I was thinking, you know, the paroches in Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, in the Chumash, how does the Torah describe the function of the paroches? Does the Torah describe it as a being soger the luchos? Or does it describe it as being a mavdil between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's for sure. Pasuk says, "V'evdilu haparoches lachem." This is in Parshas Truma. Chav Zayin, Lamed Gimel, V'nasata es haparoches tachas hakrasim, V'ebeis Hashem beis haparoches yisaron haidus. That's the Rambam quoted that pasuk also. The parochas was meant to be a havdalah. Rashi, on the word parochas, in fact, takes the etymology of parochas in that sense. Rashi says, parochas, lashon mechitzahu, ublashon chachamim pargod, davar hamavdil ben hamelcho ben ha'am. That's pargod. Pargod is when you have a pargod is to get to where the king is. So the separation. But Rashi says, parochas lashon mechitza. That's one pasuk. But is there any indication in Chumash that parochas also has this other aspect that Tosis is alluding to in the word traksin, that it's being soger the luchos? Answer is yes. And this is, those who learn sukkah know what I'm referring to, beginning of sukkah. And we're going to say the inyan of schach from this pasuk that I'm about to quote. Parshas Pekudei could be in more than one place, but at least this pasuk that comes to mind, when Hashem tells Moshe on Rosh Chodesh Nisan you should set up the Mishkan, says the pasuk here, Mem Gimel, V'samta Sham, says talking with Mishkan Olamoy, V'samta Sham Es Aron Ha'edus, V'sakosa Al Ha'aron Es Ha'paroches, V'sakosa Al Ha'aron Es Ha'paroches, meaning that there should be a mechitza. Mechitza kosa schach, but schach is also mechitza and above. But the idea of visakosa, the lashon pasuk visakosa al ha'aron is a paroches. So the Torah is describing the paroches as serving what? Serving as a mechitza, as a schach on the aron. Again, Marsukis and Ginga Yuma brings this pasuk in discussing the shiurim of schach and a sukkah. So it occurred to me that umaisa both pshatim that Tosis is putting into Traksin, I'm using the variation of the Ish Mefarshim. Tosis talks about the Suffolk aspect. I'm just saying it without that. Just the fact that there's the idea of Pinim v'chutz, because either side, it's a dividing between Pinim and Chutz, that's the idea of the Hevdila Parochas Lochem. The first Pshat Tosis is using that it's Trokul Gali, it's like the word Trokul to be Soger. It was Soger Saluchos to Nitno B'Sinai. So that's the other Pasuk. V'sakosa Alhar and V'saparochas. The only word that threw me off a little bit is the Russian mafsik. What did Tosis say mafsik? Sheya mafsik b'soger saluchos. I guess he means to create a barrier for the when you soger means you create that segregating that the aron should be protected. But when you protect something, you're putting that thing that you're protecting in a separate. So there is obviously an overlap in the idea that when you're protecting something, you're putting that. But it's not about dividing between A and B, it's about protecting A. That's the difference. The other way is, there's Pinim and Chutz. The other way, but Tosis is focusing on protecting and being mafsik for the sake of the Aron, for the sake of the Luchos. Yeah. Now, Umaisa, Tosis mentions this other pshat, that they had a suffix, and that's how Tosis plugs in the word Pinim v'chutz, that there was a suffix if it was Kedushas Pinim or Chutz. Just to talk a little bit more about that from we had yesterday, we started. You want to have a question? So there is an interesting, I want to reread the Lashon of Rabban that we read yesterday. What is the nature of the suffix? So the way the Pashit and the Maskanas HaGemara, this is what it comes out, but the Rabban must have had a different marker. That's why the Kesef Mishnah quoted the Yerushalmi on this. The Gemara has a shayla actually in Daf Mem Nun Beis Amid Aleph. I don't know if you have that. You only have Nun Aleph from the Beis. But the Gemara has a shayla about the nature of the suffix. But the way the Gemara comes out, this is how it works. Ama traksin lo echriu bo chachamim ikil efnim bo kilachutz, which means like this: you had 40 amos of heichal east to west, the length of the heichal. You had 20 amos further on going east to west. The further west you go, the closer you are to the Aron. And that's Kodesh HaKadosh. And you had, so now you have a total so far of how many amos? 60. And you had in between the 40 and the 20, you had another amma, which was a position of where the wall was, the Amatraxin. So totally, with the Amatraxin, you had 61. What's the suffix that they had to use two parochos in the second Beis HaMikdash? Because they didn't know whether Amma 61, the Amma that was between the 40 of the Heichal and the 20 of the Kodashim, had Kedushas Heichal or Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what the Maskanas HaGemara suggests in Yuma Daf Nun Beis. Which means that they must have had, and this we'll see in the Tosfos in a second, they understood that there's going to be another Amma besides for the 40 of the Heichal and the 20 of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They understood they had a Kabbalah that they could do, that they could add another Amma. That wasn't their own doing. They couldn't just add that on their own. But the Shaila was, comes later in Bais Sheni, they knew also to copy that, to have 61 Ammas total, but they didn't know what to do as far as where to place, where that 61st Amma, that Amma in between, would be Shaykh to Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what did they do? They had one paroches at the end of 40, and one paroches an Amma later, and now you can cover your bases, so to speak, because now that Amma, that space in between, let's leave that, how much was it in between? It should be a little less than an Amma, right? Because you want to match up with an Amma. Okay. Lashon Rashi in Yuma was Beinein Avir Amma. Don't know. Tosis, we'll see in a minute, it's mashma not that way. Tos mashma that it was the haschola of where the Amma would be. That's where one parochus was, and the sof of where the Amma of war was, that's where the other one was. But either way, it's because that extra Amma was besafik, right? Listen carefully to the Lashon Rambam that we read yesterday. We weren't omir on it as much yesterday, but this is also the Lashon Rambam Pirsha Mishnah as well that we read. Perek Dali Beis Abchir Locha Beis. The Beis Rishon Hayakosel Mavdil Bein HaKodesh Uvein Kodesh HaKadoshim of Yo Amma. So there was a wall with a thickness of an Amma between Kodesh HaKodesh HaKodesh HaKadoshim. The Kevan Shebanu Beis Sheni comes Beis Sheni Nistapik Lehem. They had a Shaila Im Ovi HaKosel Haya Mimidas HaKodesh O Mimidas Kodesh HaKadoshim. What does that sound like? Tosfos says the suffix was, and this is according to Maskanas HaGemara there in Daf Nun Beis, was if it had Kedushas Pnim or Kedushas Chutz. The dimensions are clear. 40 and 20. The suffix, as the Rambam was, regarding that extra Amma, was that Amma from the 40? So you had 39 Amos of Kodesh, and then you had the Amma Traxin in the first Beis HaMikdash, and then you had the 20? Or was the Amma from the 20? So that means you had a whole 40 of space, then you had one Amma Traxin, and then how much? 19. That's the Shaila, that's the suffix. That's how the Rambam classifies the suffix. You hear the difference, right? So a total was 60. That's the Rosh Hashanah. The Stapik Lehem Im Ovi HaKos Ohai Midas HaKodesh O Midas Kodesh HaKadoshim Lefichach. What did they do therefore by Sheni? Asu Kodesh HaKadoshim Esim Amatimimos V'asu HaKodesh Abom Amatimimos. So now you're for sure you're going to get your 40 and your 20. In effect, what did they do, Rabbi Osei? They added an Amma. You hear the Rambam? They added an Amma. Vehinichu Amma Yaseira. Do we can remember? Okay, we didn't pick up on yesterday. Vehinichu Amma Yaseira. Bein HaKodesh. Bein HaKodesh HaKadashim. Below Banu Kosel. Alu Asu Shtei Parochos. Now, truth be told, such a possibility is raised in the Sugis HaGemara Numa Daf Nun Beis. But the Gemara raises a question. You're telling me that the suffix was that they didn't know on that Amma ikilafnim ikilachutz maskef laravina. Maybe the suffix was that loyadinan imehani esrim omi imehani arboim. The Gemara has such a suggestion maskef la, but the Gemara knocks it down. The Gemara responds, it's not the pshat. The maskanas of Gemara is like it starts that it was the Amma was extra, and the shaila is if it, that extra Amma number 61. Belong to Kedushas Kodesh, Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why I understand why the Kesem Mishnah is Mitzayin a Yerushalmi. Because the Rambam Kedarko often will quote and paskin not like Bavli, like Yerushalmi. So he brings a Yerushalmi Kilayim, I think it's also Kimeduma and Yerushalmi Yuma as well, I think, that Yerushalmi Taka learns like that, Havamin and the Gemara, in Yuman and Beis, that there was, the suffix was whether it was Shach to 40 and 20. But what are the implications of this for the Rambam? That what did they do? They took it on their own to add. Now, this pays the problem in Asugya, in the Cheshbon Asugya. This is probably your question, Yaakov. No, or Dani? No. L'chaira, if you have the right to add to the measurements, then l'chaira, we have a simple question in Pshat Na'agamara. What's the kasha?
The
Kasha in the Shita Mekubetz, a sever of both sides. The Gemara says the problem was that you couldn't have with only an Amma of width, so it wouldn't be able to stand further than what?
30.
Than 30, and maybe even that only with Tikra Maziva. We'll go over soon the Shaka Vatari again. Okay, I have a simple solution. You know what you do? What do?
Make the wall wider.
Says the Tosfos HaRash, HaKol Bichsav Miyad Hashem Alai Yiskil, the dimensions are given over to David HaMelech, and they had to follow the prescription. They couldn't add to the actual space. No, this has to, we have to figure out for the Rambam and Eitzah here. Because for the Rambam, apparently that wasn't a problem. For the Rambam, it was exactly what they did. The Rambam goes, again, Deloka Bavli, apparently, but he holds that the suffix of Amitraxin was like the Gemara has a Havamina in Yuma that there, Daf Nun Beis, that it was a suffix, whether it was Shaykh to the 40 or to the 20, which means that what they did to accommodate that suffix was they added an Amma. So they have a full 40, 420, and they added an Amma. So it could be, you can add. But the way that the Pashtus of the Sugya in the Bavli is, and that we're going to see now in the Tosus there, is no. Like the Gemara says, the suffix was, and Lashon Tosus here as well, the suffix was that Amma that apparently they had a right to add. They knew that. They had a Kabbalah, they can add another Amma. But it was a wall. Shail is, did the Kedusha have, of that space, it was Kedusha of Pneum or Kedusha of Chutz? And to solve that, they had two parochos. This is just the Negea, that Rambam that we said yesterday. Yes, Danny.
What, according to the Rambam, why do there need to be two parochos in the second?
Now, another point. It was Tosus Kasha. Let him just have what? What should they have? A parochos with a thickness.
So I'm saying, for the Rambam, you don't even need the thickness because the Amos are clarified already. There's no suffix. You just have one.
Yeah, but where are you going to put it?
I'm saying that at the end of 40, which is also at the end of 20, so there's no suffix.
Yeah, but if the thickness is not an amma, then what are you going to do? Where are you going to put it? You have an extra amma.
Space.
What?
So it takes up space.
You have to have you're asking, have a parochus, which is...
No, I'm saying, meaning, the Ram says
you
add,
give,
you
just 40, 20, and then whatever. I see. What do you have to add an amma? What do you have to have an amma between the two parochus? If you just have a parochus, just put a parochus there. Just give yourself 40 and 20 and just have a parochus. What?
That's not really 40 and 20, because
No. Give a full 40, give a 420, and then add a tefach or something, a thickness for the parochas. That's what he's asking. Why did for the Rambam, you have a suffix about an amma, and you don't want to shortchange either side. So apparently they had the discretion to be able to add to the binyan in the space. So give 40, give 20, and just put a parochas there. Why do you need two? That's what he's asking. Yeah, what do you say?
Also, according to the Rambam, like, what would be the status of the Kedusha of that space? Because you had the 40 and then the 20, and now what?
That's right. What is the status? It's now an addition, right? So, in other words, what you're asking is, we'll trace the steps of the Kohen Gadol. If you go back to Yuma, there in Aleph, the Kohen Gadol, according to those who are the two parochases, so he's going in on one side, I think it was Minadarim, I'm pretty sure. And then he's going from south to north, and then he's coming Kodesh Kedashim by the other space that allows him to enter. So when he's Bein Hap, the two parochas, and where is he now? Has he entered Kodesh HaKadashim yet? Is the Knesa or Kodesh HaKadashim after he passes the second parochas, after he passes the first? Now, the similar question is going to be in Tosus, right? But there the answer is, okay, we don't know. For the Rambam, the we don't know is taken care of. Elamai, it's something new. So now you're asking the question within the Rambam, what is that? What is that new? Yeah. What have you created now with this new? Let's look at Tosus, interesting Tosus in Yuma, Daf Nun Aleph. Let's look at it already together once we're discussing the Inyan. Yes, so you have it. I have it. You have it. It's just the context here is the following. We're discussing here that there were how many times did the Kohen Gadol enter Kodesh HaKadashim on Yom Kippur? Total of? Well, in the second Tevilah, there were three. And then you all know that he went back another time, a fourth time, for the fourth tefillah. That was when he went to take out what that he left there? Kaf and Machta from the Ktoris, right? That was the fourth time he entered. So within a tefillah shnia, the first entry was to offer the Ktoris lifnei v'lifnim, not just the regular Ktoris that was offered every day, but there was a special Ktoris that he brought with him on the Machta in the Kodesh HaKadashim. And then he went two more times, once for the blood of the par, but he did Achas Masha V'lmata in Kodesh HaKadashim, and then on the other side. And then and third entry was with the Dam of the Soil Hashem. So with regard to the first entry of the Kodesh, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim by the Kohen Gadol for the Ktoris, the Mishnah describes his route, how he went. So there's a Machokas Tanayim, and this is what's mentioned in the Mishnah in Nunalef, whether there was one paroches, and then of course you have to know where it was opened. In other words, it started on one end, and obviously didn't totally close because you have to be able to go to the other side, right? And then the other opinion was that there were two parochas. So again, you have to know where it was open for to go to the in-between part, and then he'd be walking circuitously, right, and then coming in on the other side. So this is what the Mishnah describes. And exactly when he was in the Heichal, you know, what did you have in the Heichal? What kelim? What? Menorah, good. What else? The Shulchan, and what else? Mizbacha Zav, the Ktoris, right. In the Azara was Mizbech HaChitzon, and in the Heichal was Mizbech HaKetoris, Mizbech HaZav. So we know, and we might as well ask you a little bit more of a kiyas here. So what was on between the Shulchan and the Menorah? What was the north? What was on the south? Harotze, Shiyachkim, that? You learned second Perkel Yachpa, right? The kiyas, what? Menorah is the south, right? Shulchan is north, right? Well, Yachpa, am I right? Yeah? Okay, good. Let's look at the Mishnah. Hayimaharech beheichol, ad shemagia ben shteya parochos, hamavdilos ben akol ben akol shakadoshim, benein ama. So describing by his sheni, the Kohen Gadol would go, says the Mishnah, in the heichol, until he gets to the two parochos, because that was what you had in by his sheni. Ubeinein ama. Beinei Hanama, again, how literally should we take that? Beinei Hanama. Is it a full Amma, Beinein? You're shaking your head, yes.
No, I'm saying to your question.
What would you think? Maybe? What would you think? Maybe what? Maybe a little less. Why a little less? Because you have to subtract the width of the two, each of the parochas, each of the curtains. But Lashon Rashi is interesting. Beinein Avir Amma. Sounds like it was a full Amma space. Okay, that's a Ha'ara. We'll see. Rav Yossi says, no, lo, ha'yisa sham el parochas achas, bilvad. Shnema v'evdila parochas lochem bein ha'kodesh v'ein kodesh ha'kodashim. So he holds, based on that pasuk, that there was even, by Sheni, there was almost, what's this machokis about? Now, just to read a little bit in the Gemara, Shapir kamal hu Rav Yossi l'rabbanan, Rav Yossi has a pasuk, that there's one parochas. So how could we, you say that there are two? Rabban amri lo, chani mili b'mishkan. Avo b'migdash sheni, kevan de lo havoy amatraxin, and we both say, we know Baba Basra Dav Gimel, why wasn't there an amatraxin in the Bais Sheni? Everyone knows, right? Why not? Because it couldn't stand, because it was higher. That's our Gemara, that's us. That's what we learned, right? There was no amatraxin. Therefore, u'migdash rishon hu de havoy, the istapka lo hu rabbanan b'kdusha say, iki lefnim, iki lechutz, again, the kedusha of that extra amma was it ifnei mulachutz va'avod shtei parochas. Okay, that's mamish. That's the gemara. That's what we all know. Look at the Tosfos. Yeah, let's look at the Tosfos together. So on traksin, we have more or less echoing what we have in our Tosfos. Traksin pirush Rashi. Ready? Rashi already says it. If you look in the Rashi for a second on the Gemara, I'm a traksin kach nikres kosel mechitza sheifzik b'migdash rishon migdash sheni shaya gavoa. Plug in what you want. Mem meya lo asa'ua fishaloha ya'uvda ela ama ve'en yichol lamo b'gova something. Fill in the blank. Ama lo sefa uvda. Here Rashi says what Tosafot says. No ad, make a thicker wall. Dr. Rashi lo sefa uvda i'efshe. It's the Rashi, not just Tosa Rashi, but yes, it's the Rashi in Yuma. Tosa's quotes, Rashi, Pnim Bechutz, Yesh Mefarsh, here doesn't Tosa say because of the suffix, Tosa says Pnim Bechutz. Yesh Mefarshim, that's the Psharabin Utam, The luchos was sagur. Okay, the avot shtei parochos, tema. So this is because of the suffix of this extra ama and its status, they had to make two parochos. V'levit parochos achas, she'uvya ama. What do you have to do two parochos? Just make a thick parochos. You can't do a kosel because the kosel can't stand on an ama's width as high as it has to go. Okay, but a curtain is fine. So what do you have to make two curtains? One curtain with the thickness of an amma. No, Pashta Kasha, right? Everyone saw the Tosas, I hope, yeah? Okay, let's learn together. V'li nire, the mashmul rabbanan, the chachamim, they're the ones who argue Rabbi Yossi, they're the ones who say there were two parochas. So what do they hold? Why do they have to make two parochas? Why not one thick, amma thick parochas? The mashmul rabbanan, pirish dekra, v'hivdila haparochas lochem ben hakodesh, to mean the following. If something is a havdala, now, on the one hand, that means, of course, that if you go on one side, you're going to have status A, and the other side, status B. That's what mechitza is. But there's something more. There's kodesh and kodesh hakadashim. They take the pasuk as follows. Shemitzad chitzon shel paroches yehi kodesh. In other words, the outside of the paroches, the part that's not kodesh hakadashim, is kodesh, and meaning to say, before you even start the first centimeter of paroches, that's kodesh. Umitchilas uvya vilefnim, from the beginning of the thickness, yehei hakol kodesh kadashim. They say v'hevdila paroches lochem means bein hakodesh, and immediately when you start paroches, you're already starting the zone called kodesh kadashim. Because what's going to happen? And you're going to put the ama thick paroches in where the ama traxin used to be. And what's going to be the problem now potentially? Because maybe the whole ama traxin has a kedusha of kodesh, and by positioning a paroches, one paroches. And if the pasuk says "Dila paroches lochem ben hakodesh," meaning as soon as you start the paroches, you're already in the zone of cold what? Kodesh kadashim. So now, but you're really not supposed to be because the amatraxin had a kedushas chutz. V'nimtza demitchilas uvya v'lefnim. You're not mekayim the pasuk. V'nimtza demitchilas uvya v'lefnim ena kol kodesh kadashim. This is the cheshbon Tosfos makes. The truth is, Tosfos could have made the cheshbon in the opposite direction too. Mashal points out, but okay, let's not get too confused. I mean, Umaisa, either way, you're gonna, you know, if you would have, but
why is it better than Amatraxin?
Afa, yeah, he said Afa gav the Migdash Rishon ukmua hasam Amatraxin. Amatraxin was there, so why not say, wait a second? So the paroch, whoever the partition is from the beginning of that partition on the kodesh side starts kodesh hakadosh. No. Al pi adibur of it kisiva kol b'chsav. So you can't bring a rav from amatraxin. Amatraxin is its own paradigm, its own mesora that allows there to be an amatraxin. Whether it was kodesh hakadosh, that's up for grabs. But either way, it's justified. It's justified because it's self-defined. It's justified because you put amatraxin there. But if you want to go the route of paroches, you have to think in terms of the pasuk of Evdila paroches lochem. And if you interpret the pasuk of Evdila paroches lochem to mean that once you start any aspect of the thickness of the paroches, you are already in the zone called kodesh hakadashim. Now, one paroches creates a problem because if it's b'mokom amatraxin, and amatraxin had a status of what? Of chutz. No. Yeah. Of chutz, then you have a problem because the pasuk is suggesting that as soon as you're starting the paroches, you're already in kodesh kadashim already. That's Tosfos Cheshbon. So amatraxin is okay because hakol b'chsav. You put it in. Whatever it is, it is. If it were chutz, it's chutz. But it doesn't have to meet that standard of what a paroches would be, that the first thickness is automatically going to make it kodesh hakadashim. It's an amatraxin. But if amatraxin had a status of chutz, and you're going to put one paroches with the thickness of the amma, and you're trying to now replicate what model of Parochus? The model of Mishkan, it has to conform to the sense of that pasuk, which means that Dila Parochus Kochem, that immediately after the beginning thickness of the Parochus, you're already Kodesh HaKadoshim. But if Amatraxin wasn't that way, then you're not matching that. Is this clear or is it not clear? Yeah, it's clear. The Iboy Lameva Parochas Trichin Lazis, Kamosha Sobi Mishkan, Kisa Perakam de Baba Basra. It's got to be, this Parochas, whatever you're doing by Sheni, has to be in the Mahalach of one or the other. You want to go the route of Kosel, go the route of Kosel. You want to go the route of Parochas, you have to go Dumya de Mishkan. Digamiri ikur parochas ikur bibinyan. Hachin, so Tosa says, what else goes into that Gemara? Hachinami gemiri, if it's gemiri that you can't mix and match the type of Havdalah, then if you're doing parochas, you have to conform to the nature of the Havdalah of Mishkan. Hachinami gemiri, this is an interesting way of Tosa's taking our Gemara, another layer. Hachinami gemiri, the Iboy Lemevet Parochas, then what does it have to be? It has to match what you have in Mishkan, which is that from the Tchilas Ovia Parochas, you're already in the zone called Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it may not be the case, because you're not sure about the Amatraxin status. Hachinami Gemiri, the Iboy Lemevet Parochas, Levdu Keicha de Abdu B'Mishkan, meaning, what? The Mitchilas Ovia Parochas Vilefnim have a Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, to do one parochas the thickness of an amma might not be good, because the initial thickness might be entering into chol and it's not supposed to be that. It's still or kol is not kodesh kadashim. It should be kodesh kadashim. Right? Wait. Let's finish the otosis. But now, what are we gaining by having two parochas? Now we can hedge our bets, so to speak. Right? Everyone, your chesed is out already. Right? Avo hashta. The Avishtei Parochas. So pick the one that you want it to be. Whichever, whatever you say about Amatraxin, we have a Parochas that would fulfill that criteria. It's a strange way to think about the two Parochas. In other words, it's Ke'ilu like, so which is the real Parochas? Would the real Parochas identify itself? You know, that's kind of what you have here. That's what Tosis is essentially saying. That's a very intriguing thing. Take a look. If I'm reading correctly, let's read. Avo Hashta, the Avishtei Parochas. Nicha. Why? Chada ukmua. One parochas you put bitchilas makom amatraxin. Vashnia besof amatraxin bekodesh hakadashin. Besof chalal ha'esem shekodesh hakadashin. Rabosai. How much space between the two curtains according to Tosis as it's mashed in the words? An amma or less than an amma? A little less, no?
On the outside of the
chada ukmua. Look. Now, hashda v'shtei parochas chada ukmua bitchilas makom amatraxin. So there's a thickness that's going to take away from the space that's after it between the other one, right? Bitchilas makom amatraxin. Vashnia b'sof amatraxin. At what would be the equivalent of the last little bit of the amatraxin, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Sof Chalal HaEsem, at the end of the 20 space of Kodesh HaKadoshim, after that ending of the 20, now that's where you put it, Letzad HaChutz, Dvuka LeMakom, Sof Amatraxin, stuck to the place that would be the last little centimeter of the amatraxin. So again, I think in between the two, Tosis would say, not like the Mashmos of Lashon Rashi, that was an Avir Amma, it would be somewhat less, I think so.
Are they both encroaching or just one?
No, both. Because Tosis says, you know, it's already the end of the 20. It's, read the words. But at the point that would be the Sof Amatraxin. So you have to subtract from the Amatraxin the amount, which is the thickness of the two parochas, respectively, that you're putting there in place of Amatraxin. So it would be a little less than an Amma between them.
Aren't they both the Sefer? Both in the space of the Amatraxin, they're both the
Sefer. Yeah. They're both in the space of what existed in Bayis Rishon of Amatraxin. But that means that if you want to know the space between the two curtains, you're not going to have a full Amma. You're going to have a full Amma minus the thickness of the two curtains.
How does it help, though, if they're both
Sefer? No. Now get that's a set point on the side. But now in terms of how it helps the Sefer, now let's go on. So now everything is going to work out well. What was the board? One parochas, the thickness of an Amma won't be good. Why? Because perhaps the Amatraxin status was what? Was chutz. And if you want to do paroches, then the halacha is kur b'paroches. Doesn't just mean you can't mix and match wool and paroches. It also means it has to be parallel to paroches of Mishkan, which the suggestion of the pasuk is that as soon as you begin the paroches, you are now already on the other side. You're in the other zone. But if Amatraxin has status of chutz, and you have thickness of paroches, then it's not so, because you haven't yet entered Kodesh HaKadosh in space. So then that doesn't pass the test of kur b'paroches. Kul b'parochas means it has to be that you're already in Kodesh HaKadashim as soon as you go past the first point of the barrier of the parochas. So therefore, what are you going to gain? You're going to have two parochas. And now, as we said before, now you're going to be able to figure it out. Either way, you're going to have a justified parochas between the two of them. How so? So now you have the second one. I said dvuka l'makom sof amatraxin. De'im makom amatraxin kilufnim. So let's go over both possibilities and see why we're good. If the space of amatraxin was to be of kodesh hakadashim status, so then what are we going to say? Which paroches is the real one, so to speak? The one that's closer to the heichal. Hare me ovi paroches hachitzona. The outer paroches from its thickness kilufnim have the kodesh hakadashim. So in that regard, as soon as the Kohen Gadol would have entered the space after the outer paroches, he's already in Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's supposing the Amatraxin was Kodesh HaKadoshim. And which would be the paroches that allowed him to enter Kodesh HaKadoshim? The outer paroches. The Imakom Amatraxin Kilachutz, if the status of Amatraxin was to be of Kodesh status, then what's going to be the real paroches that when you past that, you're ending Kodesh HaKadoshim. Which one?
The inner one.
Then, Me'ovi Paroches Hashniya V'lefnim Havi Kodesh HaKadoshim.
That's within the Amma. It's within the Amma of Amatraxin.
Okay, fine. We're bringing Paroches and not doing Amatraxin. It's a weird position. It's within the Amatraxin. Okay, fine. So, but the point is, you're entering as soon as you get to the beginning of that Paroches, now you're entering Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're saying, what's your problem? In other words, what? What are you asking?
It's within the space of the Amatraxin, and if Amatraxin is Kilachutz, then that Baruch is also Kilachutz. So there's no the same issue.
Imakam Amatraxin Kilachutz. No.
It doesn't even sound like Tosfos is saying the inner ones in. When you read the words, it says it sounds like he's saying it's in the Kodesh HaKadosh. At least, how's everybody reading it into the words of.
I thought that it was at the last little bit of what would Amatraxin would have been. That's what I thought.
It's there, though, and that space is Kilachutz, then that Paroch is also Kilachutz.
Okay, maybe the Paroch was Kilachutz, but as soon as you begin that, you're entering Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mitchilas Ovi HaParoch means, you mean, you're saying that little strip. That little
Sof Chalala Esrin.
Right.
Isn't that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
No, Chalala Esrin means we're going from outside in. And from inside out.
Yeah.
From inside out, so it's going to be at the edge of what would have been the Amatraxin. You already have your complete 20. Amatraxin was on top, I said it before, not like the Rambam. Okay. The Amatraxin was a separate Amma, separate from the 40, separate from the 20. Now, we're positioning two parochos in what would have been the Amatraxin, the Bais Rishon, are the two parochos. What Tosfos is trying to say is, why not one thick paroches? Because you have to try to fulfill, one way or the other, that when you begin entering the paroches, as soon as you pass the first initial thickness of the paroches, you're already in Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that can only be accomplished with two paroches. Because now, with the outer paroches, if that status would be of Amatraxin with Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the outer paroches counts for that. If the status of Amatraxin would be of Kodesh status, then the paroches that accomplishes what we want is the inner paroches. That's what Tosfos is saying. And you're quibbling that, wait a second, but what about the actual paroches itself?
The problem by the one Amma.
If the Amatraxin had a status of, which way?
Of chutz.
Of chutz, and that inner paroches.
It's also just a chutz.
Okay.
The problem by one
For what's the problem? But once, it's may ove, from the ovi of that and in, is considered, what?
The
Akiva, no?
Well, I think what we're saying is the ovi of itself has to be, either way you put it, one of the two paroches, the obvious one, has to be considered Kodesh. So if we're going to say we treat the Amatraxin like Kodesh, but and we know that the second paroches is still the Amatraxin, it's not considered Kodesh Kodesh, but we said before.
You mean you're not entering Kodesh until after you pass the paroches?
And meanwhile, the paroches itself has to be treated as Kodesh Kodesh?
Yeah, beginning of Baruchas. That's what Tosfos said.
The beginning of Baruchas is considered Kodesh HaKadosh. That's what Tosfos. That's the premise of Tosfos.
It's not being treated that way. If you treat the Amishachim as Chutz, because even the inner one is still the Amishachim, and then it's treated as Chutz.
You mean tchilas? If it's connected on a traction which was chutz, then the tchilas obi is not really, it's not going to be kodesh kadashim anymore. It's still considered. That's your question.
That's why we're reading it different.
Okay, yeah. So, well, how you
that's
want?
How reading it. I mean, it sounds like he says big kodesh kadashim. Those are the words of Tosfos. He says b'sof on a traction. That's what Rebbe has Rebbe raising me die from that part. And he says big kodesh kadashim.
You mean the inner one you're talking about?
Yeah, the inner one.
Bashnia b'sof amatraksim b'kodesh hakadosh b'sof chalala esrim. But how do you do with b'sof chalala esrim? That's now it's not part of the chal. It's b'sof at. Yeah, but after it means if you're not in the chal esrim, then you're ready. You're ready.
Why can't be in the chal esrim?
B'sof and it's within it.
Yeah.
You're saying so it comes out. So you're saying, Aryeh, that the outer parochus was actually within what would have been the amatraksin space, and the inner parochus is not positioned where the amatraksin would be.
That's how, okay.
And that's how you don't like that.
I don't think that's
but answer your kasha, right?
That's saying.
Because that would be the words. Okay, Mistama, the Mefarshim must deal with this. We didn't have a chance to look at that much in terms of the Mefarshim and Yuma, but this is an interesting question. Okay, at least we know what we don't know. At least we know what we don't know. This is already good, you know. Okay, so but you get the gist of Tosfos of Osa. Basically, okay, leaving these questions on the side, Lemaisa, what Tosfos has done is worked out why you need two parochos. But what is interesting is basically that when the Kohen, at what point did the Kohen Gadol, was he nichnas Kodesh HaKadosh? Now you have to think for next Yom Kippur. And at what point was the Kenisa Chal? Was it after he passed the outer parochus, or after he entered the inner parochus? That's the suffix of the amatraksin space. And Tosfos says, and you need to accommodate both possibilities, that's why you need two parochus. Okay. Now, where's Rav Yossi fit with all this? So now I have to go to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said, one parochus. No, what about the suffix of the amatraksin? Where was it? Now you have to figure out where was it. It's not was it an amathik? Was it not an amathik? What's Rav Yossi? So it says two possibilities in Rabbi Yossi, right? Av Rabbi Yossi svirule v'evdila paroches hainu bein chalal lechalal. The chalal shechutz lo kodesh v'chalal shelofnim emena kodesh kadashim. The ovid uv ya'am. In other words, the premise of Tosfos kasha, without the answer, Tosfos is machadish, this new vort that the mashmalus ha-pasuk is, that once you start the beginning point of the parochas, you are already on the other side. No. All the pasuk v'vdil parochas lachem means is what? That you have a parochas, and that's, you could say, no man's land. It's whatever. It is what it is. It's a chalos called parochas. It's an ovi, and whatever the ovi is what it is. You want to know what it means, v'vdil ben kodesh? It means, I know the following. On one side is one thing, the other side is the other thing. But not that I've already entered Kodesh HaKadoshim as soon as I begin the Ovi HaParochas. So I have a simple solution, Rav Yossi. Take a parochas and make it, how thick? That's one mahalach in Rav Yossi, one pshat. What's the other pshat in Rav Yossi? Nami? Dilma pshitalei, he did not, he owned it was no suffix. Pshitalei, diktushas amatraksin kilifnim, that it has status of lifnim. V'nim tzadu didei, mitchilas ovi of lifnim, of Kodesh HaKadoshim. So where did they put it? They put it
in the beginning. Yeah.
So this is the Tosfos. Okay, so you have now a nice Tosfos to have and, you know, to think about these in Yanim. Okay, let's go back to our sugya. And just remember, just a hashlama from yesterday, that was the Rambam, that the end of that Rambam is very, very difficult because the Mishnah that we mentioned, the Rambam concludes that halacha, peragdai halacha beis, when he talks about his suffix, you remember, is different than what we said in the Gemara, Bavli. The Rambam's suffix was whether the one amma of traksin was part of the 40, part of the 20. And the Rambam seems to say they added an amma as a result, and they gave you 40 and 20 plus an extra amma between, and that was the two parochos. The Rambam says, V'lobanu koso bayis sheni alasu shtei parochos achas mitzad kodesh kodeshin v'achas mitzad kodesh ubeinei an amma, interesting, kineged ovi akoso shei barishon avo v'migdash rishon lo haisa shan el parochos achas bilvad. That's the difficult Rambam. various Mishnah Gois Hashem al Proches Achas Belvad. What's he talking about? Says the Kesef Mishnah. He's talking about what? The Mishkan. What's the Rambam talking about? The Mishkan. The Rambam Pirsha Mishnayis, and really it's a Gemara and Yuma that it means that the Pesach from in the Amatraksin that allowed you to enter Kodesh HaKadoshim had on it a curtain. That's how you got in. And Emma says there were other places too that had these curtains. And there's a Gemara, Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Dalet, talks about that there were, and the Gemara quotes a Memra, that there were numerous curtains, numerous parochas in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara, and the Gemara connects it to Bais Rishon as well. So there was, and the Gemara talks, and it was a Tznius. It was a Tznius B'Alma. They also bring a Raya from a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim like this. We don't went to Divrei Hayamim, but the Pasuk says, Divrei Hayamim, Beis, Kapitel Gimel, describing the Kodesh Kadashim and so on, Pasuk Yudalet, Vayasis HaParoches, Tcheles V'Agoman V'Chanu V'Vurtz V'Yal Olav Kruvin, Vayas Vishon. So there was a Paroches. So what's Pshat Nekes of Mishnah? But the answer could be like this. The Rambam's Paroches is a Paroches of Tznius or a Paroches of Havdalah. When the Rambam concludes the Halacha, the Rambam is discussing what type of a Paroches. Paroches, the Rambam is talking this whole Indian is a mavdil, koso mavdil, or b'nei an ama paroches, avol b'migdash rishon lo heisa shon el paroches achas belvad, shenam b'vdil paroches lochem. What type of paroches are we describing? A paroches of Havdalah. This paroches that was on the door, on the gate within the wall, was not Havdalah paroches. The Havdalah is fulfilled with what? With the wall. That was why it doesn't pose a problem now with Sugya, that the Gemara says you have to have one or the other. Ikua bibinyan, ikua ukua the parochas. According to the Rambam, the way we're saying you had parochas, mix and match, you had parochas in Bayis Rishon with the kosel. What's the answer? No, the Gemara is talking from what perspective? In terms of the Havdalah, you can't have a Havdalah of a little bit this, a little bit that. But if the Havdalah is with kosel, and the kosel happens to have an entry point to go in, and the entry point happens to have, for its nearest purposes, a parochas, a curtain on it, that's not called a curtain of Havdalah. Okay, so then already the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah thought, the Rambam can't be talking about Bayis Rishon. Granted, the Rambam holds, granted there's a pasuk, that there was a parochas of tznius, but the Rambam is talking about parochas of Havdalah, so maybe that's why he feels that the Rambam had to be referring to the parochas of the Mishkan, maybe, that's thing, just to add in terms of that point in the Rambam. Yes, Yaakov. Yes.
Another theory that it's about the Mishkan is the fact that in the beginning of the Rambam, he calls the Mikdash Bayis Rishon, and he calls it Mikdash Rishon, so he wouldn't change the Lashon on the same halacha.
The Bayis Rishon, he calls it Mavdil, but Mikdash Rishon, he says Shem Ella. The Mikdash Rishon is Vasali Mikdash, Pashas Truma, Vasali Mikdash, the Mishkan.
And,
I don't know.
And also, you get the Pasuk is by the Mishkan.
That's correct. The Pasuk is Vivdila Prochis Lachem. Yeah, but either way, this is a little bit more on the Indian of Paroches, it's the functions of the Paroches. Let's go to the rest of the Tosis in here. So let's go, Chazer, over again, the Shaka Vitaria. So what we have in our Gemara, the Migdash Sheni, my Taima, Lovet Amatrax, that's the Gemara 2 months in the bottom. So why not make an Amatraxin in Bayis Sheni? So Gemara says, because it can only work for an Amat thickness to go 30, but not more, and this was more than 30. How do we know it was more? More quotes the Pasuk in Chagat, right? And two ways to learn Gadol Yia. One is the Binyan, one is Bishanim. Either way, they're both correct. Ask the Gemara, so what about the following? If you have a thickness of an Amma, you can go as far as 30 Amosah, right? Says the Gemara, so why not make a wall in Bayis Sheni, how high? 30. And then the Idach Navet Paroches. So the Gemara says in response to that question, that no, but the fact that I told you that a thickness of an amma is good enough to support a wall of 30, that's only because you had on top of the 30, what did you have positioned on top of the 30? Tikro maziva, to give it support on the other side, on the upper side. Masha'enke, in here, you're going up even further, then it wouldn't even last 30. Says the Gemara, okay. So then, levit might the efshe b'bigin, you pick your number. A thickness of an amma could go for a height of 20, 25. Do that. And then get yourself up to 40 and so on with paroches. Amar Abaye, the famous words, Gemiri, Ikul Bibin, Ikul Baruchas. Ikul Bibinyan mi Migdash, Ikul Baruchas mi Mishka. That's the sugya. So Tosas a few Ha'aris and Pshat. Oh, so first of all, Shaini Hasan Bi'ika Tefach Yisera. This is going on what? This is the Gemara initially answered, right? The Gemara answered, why can you have the height of 30 sustained by a 6 tefachim wall? The proportion of the Mishnah would not allow you to get away with so small a width for so high a wall. So the Gemara says, no, no, because the extra tefach, it's not just proportion. Once you have an extra tefach, you can get a lot more height. So it says, the Gemara could have used another answer. Rather than say, because of the extra tefach, the Gemara could say, yeah, typically, if there's nothing on the other side of the wall, then maybe the proportion is such that for every tefach that you add in width, you only get how much in height? You only get how much in height? 4. Maybe your premise is correct. The Beis HaMikdash, you had only a 6 tefachim width with 30 tefachim height. Ah, don't forget, you had the support on the top. So Tosis, you could have brought that in answering the original Kasha and really sustained the Havamina that it does work proportionally. That was one Ha'arim Pshat. What's the other Ha'arim Pshat in Tosfos? Amar Abaye Gemiri. This is when the Gemara says, okay, make whatever you could with Binyan, and then add the rest to get up there for the rest of the Mechitza to get with Paroches. So Abaye says, no, you got to go one or the other. Either the root of Binyan, like the Mikdash, or the root of Paroches, like Mishkan. Amar Abaye Gemiri, Hashta, what Tzorach L'Shinuya Kama. What does Tosis mean? What's the Shinuya Kama? When the Gemara originally had a Kasha, why don't you make 30 with Binyan and the extra height with Paroches? And the Gemara answered, the only reason why 30 worked with the thickness of an Amma was because of Tikra Maziva. The Gemara says, okay, so you can't get 30 because you don't have Tikra Maziva, so do as much as you could. And then add Paroches on top of that. And one says, no, oh, Gemiri. Says Tosis, okay, so now that you said that, why not use that answer, and you could, for the earlier Kasha. What was the previous Kasha? Why not make 30 with wall, and then Paroches on top of that? So instead of giving the Teretz, because it is, the 30 only worked because of Trukumaziva, just give the Teretz of Abaye and Echinami. Now, the only Dochik you could say in saying this is what? When the Gemara's teretz is revising an earlier teretz, what do you typically have in the Gemara? What word? Ella. So Ella is falling away from before. It doesn't say Ella. That's not the end of the world. Sometimes we find...
I think
they added Ella?
Yeah.
Okay, they did. But then what do you need Tosis to say? Tosis Yibam Maschel doesn't have it. And if it had it, then what do Tosis have to say it? If it's self-evident.
Is the Marshal and the Rashal.
Oh, so what does the Marshal say? Marshal says something interesting. Okay, so he sends me to Marshal. I have to thank some of the boys in Shir who got me to the Marshal this morning. So the Marshal doesn't like Tosa's suggestion because it doesn't say Ella, and he didn't have Ella. So he says, you know what? He needed the first Teretz. And Abaye's Teretz would not work for the earlier Kasha. Let's hold top. What are two Kashas? Kasha number one is make a wall how high? Make a wall 30, and then add the extra 10 with curtain. And where it says, no, because it only worked for 30 in Bayis Rishon because of the support of Tikra Maziva above. And then we're asked, so make as much as you can make, not 30, whatever it is, and then add. So Bayis says, no, you got to go one or the other. So why not use that in earlier Teretz? Sato says, yeah. Mashal says, no, no. What does it mean in Abaye? Gemiri. Ikur bibinyan, ikur biparoches. Ikur bibinyan mi migdash. Either it's got to be all wall, like we find by Beis HaMikdash, or it's got to be all paroches in Mishkan. The way we're assuming, and Tosis is assuming, that means that the divider, the partition, that which separates between Kodesh, Kodesh HaKadoshim, can be expressed in one of two ways. Either through a wall constructed, or through a curtain. You can't mix and match. If that's the pshat, then obviously that's an easy answer for the earlier Kasha too. What's the difference if it's mixing and matching from 20 and up? Or 30 and up. You can't have a partition that's part binyan and part curtain. Marshal says, maybe that's not what the Gemara meant. Anyone see the Marshal? He did. What does the Marshal say? No, who saw it? Okay, then give it to you. The Mashal says, you can look with me, he points out, why doesn't it, Tosis, what but the Ella, he says, must be nearer the Kulo Bibinyan Hainu Ke'ein Bayis Ke'ein Binyan Harishon Kamer Davi Shloshim Ama. Kulo Bibinyan means you can't have a wall. If you're going to have a wall, the wall cannot be less than 30. But once you hit 30, Mark, there's nothing precluding you from going on top of that with parochas. He says, kul bibinyan just means you can't shortchange. If it's going to be wall, you can't do a wall less than Bayis Rishon's wall height. But as far as if you're going to get 30 with a wall, who says you can't do parochas on top of that? What kind of din is that? I don't know. Chayra, I hear better Tosis understanding. Tosis read it in such a way that it would answer the early kasha, because the Vard is like this. There's a chalos machitza, a chalos paroches, a chalos avdala. And what we're saying here is, gemiri, what our tradition is you can be mavdil between kodesh, 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 in one of two ways. Both are valid, but it can't be mixing and matching. You can be mavdil through, you can create a machitza through binyan, you create a machitza, a partition, through kurt. Then I understand the Vard. Gemiri knows this. It's a different type of a partition, different type of a divider. But to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, that's the color. The halacha is you got to choose. There's a model of Mishkan, a model of Mikdash. Mikdash went through, Mikdash Rishon went through Binyan, and Mishkan went through Parochas. The way Mashal is saying it's a different idea. It's not this Indian that you can either have one type of machitza. No, it's halacha, kul b'binyan. You have to have a 30. You have to have at least 30. It has to fulfill, check the box. It's got, if it's binyan, it's got to be dumya the Mikdash Rishon. Okay, but if you do that, you can really do a parochas on top of that. So the real teretz for that has got to be what the Gemara says earlier, because of the Tirkul Mazim. This is the Masha. Why does he say it? Because otherwise, it would have said Ella in the Gemara. Yeah.
Is there a need, or how do all these Havimines fit in with like the question of Tosfos? I mean, we have to have this issue of, you know, not having the proper separation with one wall and a parochas on top for Tosfos. Tosfos asked the question about you can't have one thickness in that amma because it's not going to be a proper havdalah. So I'm saying in the Havimines before we get,
if you according to the Kash of the Gemara that you have part bin and part parochas, you want to know what will be the thickness of the parochas. That's what you're asking.
Pretty much.
That's what Arya is asking. According to the Maksha, that you're going to do 30 and then the rest parochas, or whatever, and then the rest parochas. The binyan is going to be a thickness of an amma, so what would the parochas be? The top part of the bachitza, what would its thickness be? According to this Maksha. No, what do you say? I'm posing it up to everybody. What is it? Maybe also an amma. Maybe.
You won't be able to ask the same question?
What's the same question?
It's not a proper havdalah. If you're following it, be in a mission.
I hold it. My pshat is still good. You know, havdalah is two different methods of havdalah. A method of a machitza of binyan, or
you're using both in the havamina.
So I know, but what is this? What is the chalos machitza? Is it a binyan or is it parochas? So that's what the Gemara is saying. It's got to be one or the other. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Okay, weiter, back on the inyan of the Mishnah. So we had the shiur that was mentioned in the Mishnah, the shiurim that were mentioned, the different things that we had in that. We had levenim and. So and all the other different whatever they were, different dimensions, whatever, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Gil, Gazis, Ubainim, Kvisin. The Gemara assumes Kedavah Pashut that when you have a wall, you also have to coat it with Sid. That's a given. Shai of the Gemara now is Ibailuhu Hain this Sida, no Dilma Hain below Sida. So this wall that the two Shutfin have to build together, does it? The shiurim that are mentioned, does these shiurim include the sid as well? The plaster? Or the plaster is on top of what the shiur is mentioned? That's the shiur. Rashi. Hen v'sidan no hen v'lo sidan. Hani shiur de masnisin. Im ovi hatiach, the shiurim include the thickness of the coating. Kachashiv lehen, because for sure you need a coating. The wall needs a coating. Odil ma'makam avanim havi bipusya. Levad tiyach hasid. In other words, the shiur is just on the avanim, and then on top of that you need the sit. So it's a question of money. Everything is a question. How much space is the avanim? Is it a little less than the shiur of the Mishnah? Or is it that shiur and then the sit on top of that? That's the shiur of the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Mistavra Hein Vesida. Seems Rav Nachman Yitzchak, it seems more logical to assume that the shiurim in the Mishnah include the sid as well. Why? The isak adaydachem below sid. If you tell me the shiur doesn't include sid, listening to shiur, then why does the Mishnah not give us the full amount with the sid? Give us the sum total. The Mishnah gives us a number, mistama, and you have to put sid on. Then mistama, the number includes the sid as well. That's the argument of Nachman Yitzchak. Elav shmami no hein v'sida. So where's doche the raya? Lo la'olam ei malach hein below sida. Maybe the Mishnah's numbers are not including the Sid. Why not mention the full amount? The Kivan de lo habitefach lo tani. Since Sid does not even amount to the bare minimum unit of a measurement, which is a tefach, so it doesn't bother with that. So therefore, understand, you have to add whatever fraction of a tefach that the Sid takes up, that's on top of the shear of the Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean it doesn't mention it because less than a tefach? V'katani b'levenim zen nosen tefachu mechsa v'zen nosen tefachu mechsa. You see, the Mishnah does include shiurim that are partial tefachs. Tefachu mechsa for each person. So why couldn't it mention the sid also with a fraction? The more answers, hasim chazi litzda rufei. The difference is over there that since you have each one giving half, 1.5 tefach, so then becomes a total of 3. So because you're talking about each one giving it, and then you get the two together, and you get a full number, so that's what Mishnah can talk about. But the sid is going to be the total amount, is going to be something just a fraction hanging by itself. It doesn't mention that. So we really don't have a raya. So really, we could still assume that it's below sidan, tashma. So now we're going to be try to post it from another source. Hakora sha'amru. What is the discussion here? The inyan of tikkun of a mavoi. The halacha is that midrabanan, if you have a situation of a mavoi, which is an alleyway that goes from there to the Rishus HaRabim. So you have chatseros that open into the mavoi, and the mavoi in turn would open to Rishus HaRabim. So technically the mavoi could be midaraisa Rishus HaYachid. You'd have three walls. But midrabanan, in order to carry, you need to have an extra tikkun as a zecher. Let's say one way is called a lechi, which is a vertical pole. Another way is to have a korah, let's say that's Mishum Heker. So you have a korah, vertical beam. So the beam is put at the entrance of the mavoi that goes out to Rishus HaRabim, and with that, the Chacham Mamatir you to carry. So now the question is the nature of this korah. How wide should it be? And we're describing here the nature of that tikkun of the mavoi to carry. So what does it tell us? Tashma, HaKorah Sha'amru, Rechava, should be wide enough, Kedei L'Kabel Ariach, that it can sustain the weight of an ariach. What is an ariach? Ariach, chatzi levena shel gimel tfachim. Ariach is a half brick of 3 tfachim. Now, obviously there, we're not talking about sid, because it's just a way of expressing the weight. So the sid is irrelevant. Sid is only when you're building a wall. So what do you see over there? That we're talking about, one of the shum of our Mishnah is also, right, is also levena. What is levena's shear in our Mishnah? 3 tfachim. What's our suffix? 3 tfachim with or without the sid? What do you see over here? That is 3 tfachim with or without? Without. Because it's talking about without sid. There's no sid relevant over there. So it's a raya that our Mishnah shear is without the sid. So Marissa is not a raya. Why? Hasam b'rav revasa. Maybe there we're talking about a large one. So in that case, that's what you need over there. You need a brick which is bigger. If it's bigger, then it's 3 without the sid. But our Mishnah could be talking about a smaller brick that it's only 3 with the sid. Dekanami, which should even medayik like that. Diktani shel shloshet tfachim. It's that type of a levena of riach shel shloshet tfachim. Sounds like there's another one. Nechal di gazutra. Sounds like there must be another kind which is a different shear. So it must be that's the big one, and there's another one that's small, and therefore our Mishnah, and therefore Shmamina, that would be a raya to support the suggestion that really it's, really what? There could be a small one, that could be 3, what? With the sin. So at the end of the day, do we have a raya on this shayla or not? I mean, that's a raya, that's a support to what? Is it for sure compelling at the end of the day? What do we have at the end of this? What? Is it dechia? With doche?
Again, he says Shmamina.
Shmamina. What? Shmamina. What's the Shmamina?
The
smaller ones exist.
And that's my Mishnah.
Is that for sure? Therefore, a Mishnah would have to mean with. Okay, let's see what Rashi first. We'll see in a second. We'll see. Where are we in Rashi? Hein below Sidon we read. Rashi's Girsa apparently is not the way we had it. Where do we have the Kasha from? Vakatani what? Levein and Tefach Umechsa. What's Rashi's Girsa? Which is better? Why is Rashi's better? You tell me. Why is Rashi's Girsa better? Why is that better? Because it's first. Because it's mentioned first. Why should you quote a later sentence if you can quote an earlier sentence? Right? It's already, you already have a half tefach mentioned earlier by the Gvil. Right? Not because Gvil is better than Levain, it's because it's first in the Mishnah. But Katan Tfachayim Umechsa Alma Chasi Tefach Nami Chashiv. Chazi Ritztarufei Kshalzev Shalzev Mitztafen Letefach. Hakorah Sha'omru Litnin Hechshem Avli. Gimu Tfachim Alma Gimu Tfachim Diktani L'Gabi Masnisin Gabi Levainim. Because Levainim is what we're discussing in that case. Kidiktani Zenosin Tefach Umechsa. The Zenos Tefach Umechsa Hein Below Sidon Kamar. The halavena lechudash roshet fachim. That's what we're describing over there. Hasim brabe vasa umas nisim bezit rasa deim sidon lavi el gemut fachim. There's a whole question how we paskin in the riff. What does the riff say on this question? The aluchisa. What's he say? Did Rashba say anything? What does the Riff say? Let's see. The Riff says, we conclude Hen Besida. So why did the Riff say that? So you guys tiny why? Tiny good. Why? Why does it sound the Maskane is Hen Besida? Because of the Shmamina. Maybe also, what was Amnachem by Yitzchak saying the same thing? The Stavron, even though the Gemara pushed back on that, maybe he doesn't mention the shear because of it's not a big amount, it's less than it's a fraction. But Lamaisa, now we've thought that way, Mistavra, that could be another reason. Lamaisa, let's assume it would be a suffix. Let's say we don't know for sure. See, by the way, if Shitra. So what would we want to pass in a case like this? Would you be able to get away with the shear with the Sid, or would you have to give the Sid on top of it? How would you be done such a Shaila? If the Gemara is left unresolved, it's not definitively resolved. And you have a suffix in terms of what you have to do for such a wall. So the machmir, why would you bring the machmir? Suffix isura. What's the suffix isura? So let's discuss. What's this mishnah? It's archokas nezikin. So we have to go to loyachba. We have shalos in loyachba too about this kind of thing. So would you have to say it's a suffix in mazik, suffix isur? So then you have to go to chumra. If this is the halacha of our mishnah, archokas nezikin, hezek re'ia, then to be going chumran, you have to give more. So you have to give sit on top of the shear. Or is it suffik mamon? Suffik mamon l'kula. So how do you done it? Suffik mamon or suffik iser?
What? Zikin in general.
In Zikin in general is also common. True, right? What?
Obviously, even if it's suffik iser, is it necessarily an iser d'araisa?
If you say takanas chachamim, takanas chachamim, so then it's like rabbanan. What?
It's false. So
the Ritva?
The Ritva and Chopiz and Mabiz.
And what did he say?
He
was talking about Garmi. He talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That was Garmi. What does Tosus say? Cheshbin and Tosus. Mechal the Ikos of the Sea. So Tosus has a question in Pshat here. The Gemara tries to prove from the Lashon Ashmamina, right? A Dekanami, that it describes there that the Korah that was for the Hechshem Mavoi. It says it was shell, it describes it, a riach shell gimu tfachin. So that suggests that there must have been a smaller one. And that would therefore show, right, that dafka amishta could be smaller with the sid. So it says maybe the other direction. What's the dekanami? For all we know, the other direction. And then the exact opposite would be the conclusion. In other words, maybe the mishta is saying that korah is big enough, it's strong enough to support an ariach Chatzil Veina of Gimel Tfachim, meaning because there's one that's even bigger. Which would mean what? Which would mean? So what would therefore our Mishnah be corresponding to?
Without
Sid. That's without Sid, that's for sure. There's no Sid over there. It's just describing it, the weight of an Ariach. But the Riach is three Tfachim, and that's without Sid, and that's our Mishnah without Sid, and there happens to be a bigger one. So how do you know to go one direction, to say Dekanami in one direction, that there must be the smaller one, and that would be the small one that is only three Tfachim with the Sid, and without the Sid it's less. That's our Mishnah. Araya, Hain, you know, this Sidon. Maybe the opposite. Maybe the Mishnah is Hain below Sidon, and that's that one, and there's a bigger one that's even more. What's the Raya one way or the other? What do you know to Medaik, Mechaldik, Zukrasi? Maybe Mechaldik, Rabbis. Kasha is clear, right? Okay, let's see what Tosfos says. A little bit, not cheshbedik, let's see, but tiritzvi. Dim ein pachas mishlosha. If you tell me that there's nothing less, the minimum is going to be three without Sid, and that's our Mishnah, right? And there's nothing less, but there's a bigger one. Avog dolos yesh, but there might be some that are even bigger than three. Im kain, if that were true, bichdi nakat chatzi avena shigimot tfachim, then it shouldn't have to say any descriptions. It's totally unnecessary for that to be mentioned there. That's a chatzi levena of three tefachim. D'lo b'tzorachim misni ela v'aria chatzi levena v'sulo. Just say chatzi levena. U'memela, what would I say if I want to know how my machshir amavui? What would I assume? What would I be safe to assume, says Tosis? U'memela yisi mishari b'tana hobom for a shiura. Now it's by saying nothing, I would be naturally assuming that I can measure with the smaller shear. So therefore, by the fact that it has to tell me, must mean that there must be, he meant lafuki, a smaller shear, in order that I shouldn't make the assumption that I could do a smaller shear, that's why he has to set me straight and say, no, it has to be a bigger one. But if he's only coming off Fuki, a bigger one, you don't have to say anything. And I would right away assume the small one. Why? Tosfos doesn't explain why. Why is that? Why would it be unnecessary to add anything and leave it to me and I would be able to conclude the smaller if it were the smaller one? So I think there are two ways to explain it. In the Tosfos Rush, it's more pasha the way he says it. Because what kind of halacha are we talking about by Mavui? Dinda Rais or Dinda Rabbana? Dinda Rabbana. So therefore, I would be able to assume Safek Rabbanan Lekula. So therefore, Tosfos says, that's why it would be enough to just leave it at that. If he wanted to be Lafuke, a bigger one, he wouldn't have to tell me Lafuke. I would just be able to, I would on my own assume that way. And that would be, everything would be good. But if there's a small one, then he doesn't want me to go in Lekula and do something which is a beam which isn't strong enough to be able to support what we want, which is the Ariach, which is the bigger one. So I have to tell me, right? He has to tell me the bigger one, so I should make the mistake of the small one. That is Tosfos Rush. The Maram says a little bit different. How does the Maram say it? Because he wants you to not make a mistake, to make a mistake. What kind of a mistake are you going to make? What's the concern? That you might do something which is not good enough. So, if I make a mistake and be machmir, what's the big deal? So what would be the worst that would happen? It's the question of how misleading, what would be the ramifications of being misleading? If he said nothing, so what would be the potential mistake that I would do? I buy a bigger beam, a stronger beam that supports, and I didn't have to have it that heavy. Okay. Masha'en Kane, the way where it is now we understand why he has to say, of three tfachim, because otherwise if there's a small one, and I'll make a mistake, that would be a problem, because I'll be doing something which is not going to be kahalach. So that's more or less a different way to say it. But basically, the Cheshbon Tosfos makes it, so that's why the diuk has to go in that direction and not in the other direction. Clear? Okay, so Metz Hashem, hopefully we'll start tomorrow on the next sugya to move a little bit. And we have a share lunch as well, everyone. So, Mr. Shem, we'll keep going.